accession number 27747, reel 9.
That after we
Reel 9. So you were saying, Graham?
Yes, I was talking about schizophrenics, which is far removed from the law, but they used to be rather immured, I think, not exactly in asylums, I forget what the right term was, but all these were closed down, I think, under pressure, perhaps from an organisation called Mind, and in my view, inadequate consideration was given to what was the regime which would take their place. And of course the difficulty is if they're out in the world, you can't be sure that the medication is there which will look after them if they take it, but you can't be sure that they will take it. It's not unusual these days, is it, to find that someone has been murdered by a schizophrenic who hasn't been taking his medication. But it's like the anti-terrorism bill, how you draw make a balance between individual liberty and protection of the public against people who are a bit round the bend, put it crudely. I don't know. But I think there's... I quite forget what we proposed, but anyway, we tried. But I think they're beginning to get more towards what we do, but the question of supervision is always going to be a problem. Right, well, I'd better shut up now, if you've anything to ask.
I wanted to ask you whether you had kept in touch with friends that you had made during the war years.
Yes. In the Sheffield, I had a very dear friend called Fred Ladd, who was, I think, the wisest man I've ever met. He was... he passed his boards just as I did, but he became a cipher officer. He knew his stuff. And he ended up as principal cipher officer to the Commander-in-Chief Mediterranean Fleet, so he did very well. But he was involved with local government, London Ambulance Service. We didn't see much of each other to begin with, but after we retired and had time, we used to meet regularly in the, some restaurant in Albemarle Street. Then there was some problem about that, so he used to pick me up outside there, and we used to eat sandwiches in Battersea Park and talk about this and that. But... he was 8 years older than I was, and he died a couple of years ago. But I was very sorry. He was a good bloke. In the salon, there was the paymaster commander, Cubby Crump, who I remained in touch with for a long time. He lived in St. Albans. After he'd have left the salon, sometime after that, he was in the public relations department of the Admiralty, and he produced a book on naval terms, which is still consulted by Navy News from time to time. Tony Jacks, who was the secretary in the Cleopatra I was in touch with for a bit and I went to his wedding, but he went off to South Africa in a ship, and we drifted apart after that. By and large, you know, new faces appear on the horizon and other old ones are squeezed out. Proud, who was the paymaster commander in the High Tan, I kept in touch with him. Yes, that's right. He was permanent RMPR. I should perhaps draw a distinction here. The RMVR permanent had done training before
the
Royal Naval Volunteer Reserve, had done training before the war and remained in the RMVR after the war unless they were time expired. So when you described Proud, he would be Paymaster Commander W.R. Proud RMVR. But the temporary officers were all RMVR, but they were temporary RMVR. And the result that when you were demobbed, that was the end of it. So I was temporary Lieutenant S. G.O.B. Pitt RMVR. And I had the temporary round my neck all the time. Now, it sounds a bit odd, but it was a very good idea, because I think in the First World War, all the temporary officers were RN, except those who were already RNVR, if you take my meaning. And the result was that after the end of the war, the RN as such was overstaffed, which was not a problem that we had. Yeah. I'm not too sure of that, but there was a problem with... There was a thing called the Geddes Acts in 1922, where a lot of RN officers got the chop. But I think that may well have been the shrinkage of the Navy rather than overstaffing through our temporary people being RN and not RMVR. But I think, you know, by and large, they had all ships handled us pretty well. What was it? Oh, yes. Anybody else? Tony Jacks, I've mentioned. No, I think that's about it. I think I was on Christmas card terms with one or two people for a bit.
But you did also write for Warship World.
Yes, yes, but I didn't do that until I retired.
Yes.
By which time I was more historical, because everybody else had been around for the whole time.
Thank you very much. It's been most interesting.
Well, I'm surprised that my wafflings would interest anybody, but there we are. You're very welcome.
Thank you.